The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Oh, and during the next hour, it's time to think about getaways. And of course, we heard that word from Alex, snow flurries. So I'm thinking warm spots, beaches. And if you have questions for Rose about where she might suggest you take that winter getaway, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is open at 414-799-1620. I'm Libby Collins for Danny Clayton. He's off today. And Rose, as always, it's great to see you.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. You're looking very refreshed, like you just came from someplace relaxing.
Well, actually, I have had grandchildren for the last 10 days, so I don't know that I would call it relaxing. But so my daughter, who also works for Fox World Travel, has been on a trip that included Amsterdam, Rome, and Cairo.
Oh my goodness.
So they're flying home tonight, so I will be more than happy to say farewell and to pass my grandchildren back over to their parents and move on with my life. No, actually, it's been delightful, and of course, I'm sure that they're going to say I spoiled them rotten, which we did.
And Rose, it keeps you young.
It does. It absolutely does. But man, oh man, oh man. It's a full-time job, let me tell you.
I remember those days. All right, so let's talk about some deadlines that are coming up.
Yeah.
This is sort of the time that you want to get your cruises all in order.
Well, I hate to do this because, you know, there's Halloween and there's all this fun stuff going on. But one thing that we have to continually remind people, and this is the last opportunity I'm going to have to remind people, is that we've got some outstanding savings on our 2020 Fox Group vacation, both land tours and river cruises, and we don't want the deadline to pass. And so right now, if you book by the 31st of October and you are thinking about a river cruise, we've got a beautiful, enchanting Danube river cruise with a savings up to $510 per person. We've got the John McGivern Burgundy and Provence river cruise, which is happening October 3rd of next year, and there's a $550 per person savings that you can realize on that one. Dave Spano is doing Castles Along the Rhine in September. His pay in full discount and several other discounts combined can save you up to $520 per person. And then the biggie with Jeff Wagner, there's a couple, and I just do mean a couple of cabins left on his, where a savings up to $600 per person. So again, I know you're decorating for Halloween. I know you're worried about the weather, but these offers are expiring on the 31st of October. So don't let that deadline come and go and you missed out on the savings.
And let's remind everybody, it's Thursday.
Yes, right.
It's not like weeks away.
No.
October, by this time next week, it's November. October 31st is this coming Thursday. So you want to make those plans now rather than wait.
And so you do that very easily. We have a couple offices that are open today, 866-GO-FOX-GO. We've got some sports happening today. So we know a lot of people are trying to get a lot of things done before an 11 o'clock kickoff and before a 4 o'clock tip-off and several other things. But try to get that done today. We've got Sunday hours as well. You've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. Don't let it come and go without taking advantage of the savings.
Oh, and you want to take advantage of Rose being here right now by giving her a call on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line. That number is 414-799-1620. Rose, we've got some calls coming in already. You ready to go to them?
I am.
Okay, let's go to Steve in Hartford, and you are on WTMJ. Steve, how can we help you?
Good morning.
Hi, Steve.
So I was in Europe and I had a problem with my cell phone company. They did not set up the international calling properly. So I ended up with no cell phone in our 16-day trip.
Ooh.
And I was planning on using it for maps and that kind of thing. So is there a way that you can buy a SIM card and connect to the European cell phone companies?
There are a couple different things you can do. First of all, in a lot of different airports, upon landing, there's actually an opportunity for you to rent them an actual phone that you can use, and then whatever airport you're flying out of, return it. Or they also have some opportunities for you to box them back up when you get home and send them back. That's one option. Another very good option is a company that I've used for years called Mobal. It's MOBAL.com. And you buy the phone, and I think it's up to $129 now, but it might be $99. Anyway, you look at the various programs that that company uses, www.mobal, M-O-B-A-L.com, and then you've got a phone for life. And why I like it so much is, in addition to having that backup plan, because I, like you, thought I had international service on my last trip when I was just in the Czech Republic. And for whatever reason, I had great service throughout the trip until I got to Prague. And then all of a sudden, I didn't have service anymore. I had my backup phone with me, and that worked great. In addition, it works on cruise ships. So it's a lifetime thing. You keep it, you own it. There's some data. You can buy a program with data. You can buy a plan without data. There's all kinds of things to do. So that's one good way of doing it as well.
Is that pretty reasonable, too, as far as, if you have a data package?
It is, actually. And so you can pay. Incoming texts are free. Outgoing texts are like 40 cents or 80 cents. There's some really good programs out there as well. May I ask, without being disparaging here, which provider let you down?
U.S. Cellular.
Yep. That is my provider as well. And that is where I run into problems all the time, because they have the least amount of international coverage, and they'll be the first to admit it. When I go there and I say I've got a problem with it, they don't have Russia. They don't have several other places I go. So maybe take a look at that, MOBAL.com, and see if that would accommodate you.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, Steve. Thank you so much. And if you want to get through to talk with Rose Gray, we have lines open on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 414-799-1620. Janie in Janesville, we're going to talk to you next. Do you want to know about the best time to take a Rhine River cruise? We'll find out right after this on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
We have a lot of questions coming in on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 414-799-1620. Let's talk with Janie from Janesville on WTMJ. Good morning, Janie.
Hi there. We have friends that have booked a Vantage cruise from Basel, Switzerland to Amsterdam, starts October 24th, 2020, goes to November 8th, and we're very, very interested in it, but we're concerned about the time of year. We've never taken a river cruise. We've traveled extensively in Europe, but that's been on our own. And it's the end of October. Everything we see is the best time would be September to October rather than October, November. So have you ever done a river cruise in that area at the end of October?
Not at the end of October, just exactly what you said. We try really hard to get those booked, especially when we do group departures, for mid-September through mid-October. Once you get past mid-October, it does start cooling off pretty dramatically in that part of the world. And you said you're going north rather than going south.
Right.
And so, again, as you continue north, just exactly what you would expect, it is going to be a little cooler. So my guess is probably that it may be a little bit less expensive, and sometimes people are willing to save a little money by taking the risk that the weather might be kind of crummy. And so I obviously can't look into a crystal ball, because they could sure easily have some wonderful weather, but we try very hard to do ours. Dave Spano's Castles Along the Rhine, which is exactly that itinerary that you just described, is September 19th through the 27th. We see that as an optimum time to travel that particular region. It's beautiful color. They're harvesting grapes, all of that kind of thing. So it is getting a little chilly, but the price might be attractive.
Okay. And also, I just noticed online that the time change is November 1st, I think it was. And so how much would we actually see as we're traveling?
Well, it depends. Again, you have to look at your itinerary. There's certainly going to be some days that you are traveling. When you do the Rhine Gorge, for example, that day typically, now I'm not real familiar with Vantage. They don't work very well with travel agents, quite frankly. Uh-huh. And so I don't know much about them, but I do know most of the itineraries that I can see with AMA or Uniworld or Avalon's or Viking, some of our preferred vendors. When we do the Rhine Gorge, they're going to travel that during the day, so that you can see the best castle viewing would be during that time. So yeah, then they'll be traveling during the day.
Okay, because I've taken the train ride along the Rhine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was wondering. And then with it getting dark earlier, what a decision.
All right, JD.
I hope that helps.
Thanks for your call. Boy, decisions,
it is,
right?
It is.
All right. Well, if you want to talk with Rose, we've got some lines open, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line, 414-799-1620. Questions about Iceland, cruise ships in Milwaukee, phone service in Canada and Alaska, and even a question about Bali. It's all ahead on Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And a lot of you have questions, so let's jump right back into those calls. Hugh in Silver Springs, what's your question on WTMJ for Rose Gray?
Hello, Milwaukee from Silver Springs, Florida. I don't rub it in, but it's going to be 88 today.
Oh, go ahead, rub it in.
I visit Milwaukee quite a bit. I have a summer home up there, and I know recently they've had cruise ships that have been visiting Milwaukee. Is it possible to board that ship in Milwaukee and take a cruise?
Not that I am aware of yet. It's definitely something that's happening. It's just been a port of call. A lot of the cruises are doing, they do Montreal, Cleveland, Chicago, Detroit, Mackinac Island, but Milwaukee is just a port from what I know. Stay tuned and keep listening because that may change, but the port of Milwaukee is just a port of call right now. It's not a place, to my knowledge, where you can embark the ship and start the trip.
Yeah, I lived all my life on the shores of Lake Michigan, and I just love to take a cruise on it.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's absolutely going to happen. So stay tuned. I will be the first one to let everybody know. But they had about, between 5 and 12 ships that were actually doing Great Lake cruises, as I described, with, you know, Cleveland and Chicago and Detroit as some of their ports of call. And I think it became popular and people are going to want more of it. And, of course, it's a supply and demand kind of industry. If people want to do it, they'll put it on.
Okay, Hugh, thanks for your call. Let's go to Deb in Watertown. Deb, what's your question on WTMJ?
My husband and I have on our bucket list to see the Northern Lights in Iceland. And I wanted to know when would be the best time to do that and how long of a trip would you expect to plan for?
Well, the darker it is, the more likely you will to see the Northern Lights. It's sort of like trying to figure out when the colors are going to change in Wisconsin. So certainly, if you can go in winter, you are probably going to have a better chance of seeing the Northern Lights. It's just one of those kind of things where when you set yourself up for the itinerary, for the trip, try to think in terms of when are my chances going to be the best? And your chances are going to be the best when there's cloud cover that you have to take into consideration. There's some light pollution that on occasion will make things a little bit difficult, but absolutely January, February is going to be your best opportunity to see it because it's dark the longest and you'll have better chances.
Okay, and if we were thinking of really the goal is to see the Northern Lights and a couple things this time is a long weekend,
Have you looked at the island? Have you seen, do you want to do the entire island or are you really just kind of looking to really just do a little Northern Lights searching and possibly see a little bit of Reykjavik and call it good?
That's probably the latter, because if we go back to see the whole island, it would definitely be the summer, because the summer looks just as appealing, if not more.
Yeah, definitely. So I would say probably a 4-night stay would be all you would need for something like that.
Okay, perfect. Yep. That answers my question.
All right, good.
All right, thanks, Deb. Let's see, Pat in Oak Creek, you've got a question for Rose. How can we help?
Hi, Rose. We are taking a cruise land tour of Alaska this summer. And you mentioned U.S. Cellular. We also have that. And I just wondered, is there a problem with phone connections in Alaska and Canada?
So will you be in the Yukon or are you just in Vancouver?
No, just in Vancouver.
Yeah. Well, my plan has let me down in both of those places. I have service in Alaska, but I pay for it. You're on roaming. It's out of the plan.
Okay.
So I used it sparingly, and my total monthly bill was about an additional $30 because I used it sparingly. When I'm in Vancouver, I have zero service.
All right.
Yep. So are you staying in Vancouver a couple days?
Yes, we are.
Yep.
We're going to Denali and that area.
But when you're in Vancouver, is that the end of the cruise, the beginning of the cruise?
No, that's toward the middle.
Okay. Vancouver is. Okay. So, So at that point, I don't have any service. So I would definitely check your coverage with U.S. Cellular and find out if they've got an alternate plan.
Okay. And is there any type of excursion that you really feel people should not miss?
In which particular port or city or?
Around Vancouver.
Well, Stanley Park is outstanding. Vancouver itself is just beautiful. Do you have an opportunity to go over to Victoria or not really?
No, not really.
Yeah. Then I just think the city itself is great. There's beautiful, beautiful neighborhoods that you can go and visit and just great. It's a great city. If I lived in Canada, I'd probably live in Vancouver.
Okay, Pat, thanks for your call. If you want to get through and talk with Rose, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is open, 414-799-1620. Still have to get to that Bali question. Also, somebody wants to know where to stay for spring training. We'll find out right after the news.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Oh, it's our second half hour. That means it's the last half hour. So if you have questions for Rose Gray, you want to get on that phone right now on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 414-799-1620 and address your question to Rose. I'm Libby Collins. Danny Clayton's off today, but let's jump right back in. We've got, let's see, Chuck in Waterford. And Chuck, you're a baseball fan, aren't you?
Yes.
Hey, Chuck.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I enjoy your program very much.
Thank you.
I'm going to spring training for the Brewers the first time and wondering what areas of the Phoenix area you recommend we stay in or don't stay in.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Maryvale yet. There's some progress being made on the promised updates and things that they were going to do as a city to make it more appealing. And so that may happen somewhere along the line. The closest suburb, which is a very nice suburb, is Glendale. And that's typically where I start looking when I'm trying to find some accommodations. I've also often stayed in Scottsdale. That's absolutely drivable. When you are driving back and forth between your place of your accommodation and your day at the park, you have to just put on your patience pants. It's the traffic there has just gotten insane, and it's just give yourself a lot of time. Are you just going to see them in Maryvale, or are you going to other parks as well?
No, we're going to go to some other parks too.
Yep. So if you want to, like, say, for example, go to Mesa and you can see them play the Cubs, or Talking Stick if they happen to be playing either the Diamondbacks or the Rockies. Those are all very drivable from that Glendale, Scottsdale type area.
Oh, okay.
Yep. That's what I would do. Avoid Maryvale for the time being until things
improve. Avoid Maryvale.
Improve.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, Chuck, thanks for your call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Peter in Brookfield, and you've got a question on WTMJ. Hi, Peter.
Hi, I'm going to Austin next month for a long weekend, so I wanted to figure out what to see. I'm thinking maybe a day in San Antonio.
if you can make that work, San Antonio is absolutely one of my favorite places in the entire world. The Riverwalk is beautiful. The shops, the restaurants, the people, the walk itself is very, very beautiful. Obviously, the Alamo is there as well. And if you're a history person and you like that particular type of experience, certainly that would be something to do as well. But I do absolutely love San Antonio. And lots of times people just go for a couple of days. And if you can make that work for a day trip, I would absolutely recommend it.
How about Austin? Should we plan on some time there too?
Well, and how many days are you devoting to the entire trip, I guess?
A little over two.
Okay.
2 full days.
Yeah, so you're definitely going to have, one, if you're going to do San Antonio, that's a whole big, long day. There is some definite terrain and mountain climbing and that kind of a thing that you can actually do in that Austin area if you choose to do that, if you're kind of an outdoor person and you really want to do that. The shopping is very, very good. There's a couple of things that are related to LBJ and the history of LBJ that you could possibly go and see. I believe his library is there. So
okay.
A lot of people go and do that if they're kind of interested in that part of the history as well. So definitely you could knock out both of them in 24 hours if you really hit the ground running every day.
Okay, thanks.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Have a great trip. Let's see. Robin in Brookfield, you've got some wedding plans and you're wondering how to have a destination?
Yes, it's a second wedding. And we're looking for a destination wedding that doesn't involve a beach or a theme park for about 40 or 50 guests. Here in the States, we have three children between us, 14, 18, and 21. And so we're just kind of looking for some ideas for next summer.
Well, I can tell you this, and I don't know a lot about this because I wasn't at this particular wedding, but there are some amazing properties in Wisconsin that you might consider. I was at a wedding a couple of years ago at the Chippewa Retreat, which is kind of in Manitowish Water Mercer area. That was outstanding. They had a real choice of various condominium units that would work. And they had some pontoon boats to rent, and it turned out lovely. It was my niece's wedding, and it was absolutely delightful. Then I just had some friends that attended a wedding in Eagle River, and it's the Eagle River Resort is actually where they stayed. There also are some great condominium type units, 1 bedroom, 2 bedroom, 3 bedrooms, that just made this absolutely perfect. So that certainly would be something that you might want to consider if it's summertime. Summertime in Wisconsin, wow, that'd be perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
well, thank you.
You're very welcome. And I also want to mention that if you do need any assistance, we do have a wedding department. And it's true that they do specialize in beach type, theme park type weddings. But if you do need any kind of like help holding rooms or something, they'd be more than happy to help you with that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And congratulations and best wishes, Robin.
No kidding.
Thank you so much. Take care. All right. Let's see. We've got a special guest coming up in just a couple minutes. We'll tell you about that. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Real quick question from the Acunet Mortgage Talk and text line before we get to our special guest, Rose. Somebody wants to know how to find out more information about Bali travel.
You know, I looked at our website because this is a great resource. It's foxworldtravel.com, and you can find an agent and then put in your destination. And I don't see one specifically for Bali. So here's what I'm suggesting. I know who it is. It's my old buddies, Dennis and Stacy, from my Egypt trip last year. If they send me an email, or anybody ever sends me an email, my email is super duper easy. It's rgray@foxworldtravel.com, rgray, G-R-A-Y, @foxworldtravel.com. I put out what we call an SOS to the company, and then people who have traveled there, agents who have traveled there, will respond to me, and then I will put them in touch with the perfect person to help them plan that trip.
All right. Well, it's 9:45 right now, and we've got a special guest on our phone line. He's going to be hosting a trip to Burgundy, Provence, and it's River Cruise. It's John McGivern.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, John. Rose. How are you?
Hey, I miss you.
You practically jumped off the ship and got on a bus and did a bus tour, didn't you?
You know, they had a bus tour that was in around the corner of the town, McGivern bus tour. So we ran into those two buses while we were shooting in Janesville. But I don't care about that. This is what I care about.
What do you care about?
We spent 11 days on a life. It was a life dream cruise. I'm telling you, that was. We're still talking about it. You know, whether we're talking about the. You know, the chamber orchestra with the two beautiful sopranos, which was an exquisite. Only us on that ship were in a small opera house in Vienna. And you know what else we're talking about, Rose? Is the food on Uniworld. Incredible.
So you liked it so much that you're doing another one in 2020. It's Burgundy and Provence. It is with Uniworld, and it is on another one of their super ships. So what makes one of their ships a super ship?
First of all, the fact that they've got artwork all over that ship that's incredible, it's only 150 people. So by the end of our 9 days on that ship, you kind of got to know everybody. And the food is incredible, the rooms, the mattresses. Steve and I are like, we got to find one of those mattresses. Because and the best part of all of it is that there's not a moment that you're not taken care of. Everything is easy. The choices are brilliant, and everything is taken care of.
What we like to say about Uniworld is they have anticipatory service. John, doesn't it seem like they know what you want before you know to ask for it?
They certainly do, and then when they give it to you, it's like, I was going to ask for it.
How did you know? So this particular itinerary that John's doing for 2020 is on the SS Catherine, and it's Burgundy and Provence. We start out in Lyon, which is the gastronomical capital of the world, as if we have to leave the ship to go and eat, of course. And then we're going to do some fabulous, fabulous cities that are going to include some great opportunities for us to try some great wine. And we end up in one of my absolute favorite French cities, which is Avignon. And so it's on the Catherine. She's a beauty, very different than the Beatrice that we were just on, John, but still going to be fantastic.
And I love the fact that I had an opportunity. You know, there was one evening where we had a cocktail party, and I spent an hour doing stories and asking and answering questions. And it was really a great way to get to know our group from Fox World. And I just loved it. It's the trip of a lifetime is what that was.
And what we want to let people know is there's a deadline approaching. The deadline is October 31st. And on your particular trip, people can realize savings of up to $550 per person. But they've got to make that inquiry and that booking by the 31st of October. So 866-GO-FOX-GO if you want more information. Also, John's trip is on our website, foxworldtravel.com. You go to the groups department, you look at the river cruises, and there it is. And for John to have loved Uniworld so much that he's willing to do a second one, I think that speaks volumes about Uniworld.
And I'm praying that you're coming with us, Rose, because we make a very good team.
We are very good together, aren't we? So thank you so much for calling in, John. I know you've got a very busy schedule, but I wanted to get the folks, let the folks hear you tell everybody, because I've been raving about Uniworld for years. This was your first Uniworld, and you want to do another.
And it's left me with a standard that this is exactly what I want next time. This is what I believe river cruises have to be, and they did an incredible job.
Perfect. Well, I'm going to let you go so you can enjoy the rest of the day before it starts raining, and we'll be talking soon. But, John, I just want the listeners to hear from you that you did, in fact, adore Uniworld.
It was the best.
Thanks, Rose.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John. And it's 9:50, 42 degrees at WTMJ. We'll get back to your calls right after this.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And we're going to get back to more calls on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 414-799-1620. But before we do, let's see, somebody texted in that to our friend who wants to go to Austin, that there's a 90-minute narrated tour of Austin. It leaves from the Austin Visitor Center, and it points out sites both in the city and the outskirts. So that would be a real quick way to know what's going on
in
Austin.
I know, and I wonder if that's personal or you buy one. You just get one of those AudioVox things and do it. Either way, that's a very cool thing to do. Thank you.
So check the Austin Visitor Center website. All right, let's go back to some calls. Dave in Kenosha, you're on WTMJ.
Yeah, good morning, Rose.
Good morning.
We are going to be heading out to Montreal starting the 26th of December, and we're there until January 5th. We're actually going to be going through Niagara originally before we get there, and we're going to be staying at the Falls View Hilton.
Oh, nice.
Is that a good place to stay?
That's a very good place to stay. You know, when we saw your call come up, Dave, Libby said something, and I said, I'm going to steal that and say it on the air. Have you been to Montreal before?
No, this is our first. My daughter is celebrating her sweet 16, and this has been one of her bucket lists for a 16-year-old.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's the most European-feeling city in all of North America, I think. You feel like you're in Europe.
And you have a very sophisticated 16-year-old.
Yes.
She loves French, and that was one of my questions, because I don't know. I know Japanese. I don't know French. So how much French are we going to need to know?
Very little, actually. I mean, because their official language is still, for the entire country, is English, everything is going to be in both languages.
Okay. Is there, we're going to be there through her birthday, which is the 30th, and then we're going to stay for New Year's Eve, and we'll head out on the 4th. So through that time, I mean, I've read some stuff. Mount Magnetic, have you ever been there?
Yes, that's one of them that I was going to mention. So check out the reviews. It's pretty outstanding, quite honestly. Restaurant Bonaparte is a French restaurant that I know of that is also got pretty good reviews.
Okay. Where's that at?
I'm not exactly sure based on where you're staying, but ask the concierge. The best thing to do at that Hilton is get with the concierge and find out what they've got. Sometimes they've got inns that they can get you some great seating. Now, on New Year's Eve in that kind of time frame, I'm not sure that they're going to be able to get you any kind of specials or anything, but a lot of times they have somebody that they can get you good seating, and I would definitely hook up with my concierge immediately upon arrival.
Okay, we're actually going to be staying, when we're out there, we're going to be staying in a place called the Club Geo Lac du Morassi.
Okay, not familiar.
Okay, it's supposed to be in the mountains, I guess.
Oh, very cool.
It's north, I think, or northwest. I'm estimating.
Okay, and you're going to have a vehicle or not?
Yes, we'll have a vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think pretty much the concierge there at that time of the year is going to be the one that's going to be able to help you. In fact, I would reach out to them a prior to arrival and just find out what it's going to look like for reservations and things like that.
Okay, Dave, thanks so much for your question. One final one on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. They want to know, what's the best Christmas market river cruise that's going to have the best stops for Christmas markets? That's from Sandy from Muskego.
I think anything on the Danube is going to be just perfect. If you find one that includes Strasbourg, that usually gets high marks for one of the best Christmas markets. But I love them all, and pretty much the Danube is my favorite.
All right, and let's remind everybody, October 31st, that's the deadline for what?
Well, not only for river cruising with John McGivern and Dave Spano and our Enchanting Danube and several others, but also that is when all of the promotions and discounts that we've gotten for you through our relationship with Holland America go away on our Alaska trips. So deadlines to keep in mind, October 31st, river cruising, Alaska. If you're thinking about going on any trip, call before the 31st just to make sure you're not missing out.
And the 31st just happens to be Thursday.
Exactly.
Rose Gray, we'll see you next week. Up next, it's Money Talk on WTMJ.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.